USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than three-quarters of people plan to return at least one of their Christmas gifts this year. One in five plan to return more than half, according to a survey by online retail platform Oracle. Heatha Herzog is a retail analyst, and she has some tips for you if you need to return a package.
If you go earlier, people are more willing to help you out, and there's going to be more of a chance that you can get what you want. There's going to be more stock in there. Everyone's going to be going out to return things today and over the rest of the week into the weekend.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Holiday traffic congestion will reach its peak on Thursday in several major cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Travel experts believe today and tomorrow could be the busiest day for America's airports. The experts say the roads will be especially packed in the late afternoon between 4:30 and 6:30, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. military and intelligence officials continue to keep a watch out for North Korea's gift to America. Earlier this month, a North Korean official promised a Christmas gift if the U.S. did not ease sanctions against the country. Now, regarding some of the name-calling that we hear from President Trump towards the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, Gordon Chang, who's a Far East expert, tells Fox News,
"The insulting really doesn't help. I mean, one insult is fine, but after you do that, you've made the point. What the United States needs to do at this point is actually to start to robustly enforce sanctions."
Chang also has some advice for President Trump regarding the countries that are supporting North Korea.
"I think that it's time for President Trump to lower the boom, not just on North Korea, but on North Korea's sponsors. And that, of course, would be Russia and China. Now's the time for the United States to make the point."
And if you're traveling out there, you're not alone. Today is expected to be one of the busiest travel days in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is taking to Twitter this day after Christmas. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington,
President Trump's unleashing attacks on a couple of political rivals in California, tweeting this morning that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is crazy and that California Governor Gavin Newsom is incompetent. Trump saying Pelosi's San Francisco district suffers from homelessness and crime and is one of the worst districts in the nation. He criticized her also for the House impeaching him earlier this month.
During the most recent Democratic debate in Los Angeles, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren attacked South Bend Mayor Pete for attending a fundraiser in a wine cave. She slammed him for hanging around with millionaires and billionaires who drank $900 bottles of wine. But it turns out Warren has actually had some of her own rather swanky fundraisers held at places where bottles of wine can go for over $6,000 apiece. All of this is no surprise to former Scott Brown campaign manager Colin Reed, as he tells Fox News,
"This is a thing that has bedeviled Senator Warren since the beginning of her political career, is it's a do as I say, not as I do mentality. And it's not just campaign finance, by the way. It applies to her corporate clients and her hypocrisy on school choice. And she frequently sets, as Mayor Pete pointed out, a purity bar that's so high that she herself is unable to reach it."
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.